Wurstfest wouldn't be the same without guys in chicken hats, revelers and their 3-foot beer pitcher statues, and old-fashioned carnival rides. Katie Walterscheid prides herself on her husband's heritage, saying anyone here can be a German.
I come almost every year. I'm married to a German, and so we love to celebrate Germans.
And Germans love to celebrate this.
Whoa! I love it!
This culture of food, fun, and fellowship that Vietnam vet Alfonso Varela says he fought for the right to celebrate.
You know what? We get together, we have a good time, whether you're a German, Irish, Mexican, whatever, guys from all walks of life. Chicago, San Antonio, New Jersey.
On this last weekend of Wurstfest, Wurst Hall is filled with joy. The permanent colorful streamers that hang from the ceiling are like the hall's uniform. They make this place feel familiar. German family shields decorate the walls, and front and center is the Cloverleaf Orchestra.
We're the only band that's played Wurstfest from the beginning.
I asked tuba player George House how that makes him feel.
Old, but we get free beer tickets, so it makes up quite a bit.
House is not only a tuba player, he's also a vet. And it's perfectly fitting how this retired Army officer, part of the fabric and foundation of our freedom, is the musical foundation of the band. He says he likes the leadership role the bass horn plays.
I was a section leader in college of the largest military marching aggregation in the world, the band of the school that beat Alabama. You know who that is?
Aggies.
Yes. I'm interviewing you.
I love it.
House knows the history too, noting how tubas are an upright concert piece but morphed into an instrument built for music on the go.
The tuba was used before the sousaphone is what I play, or the bass horn, until John Philip who?
Sousa.
Invented something where the guys could march with. Instead of having 34 pounds out in front of them, they got it on their shoulder.
It has the same sound and plays with the same fingering, but it's just a different instrument. Either way, though, the tuba is the backbone of the polka band.
Well, there's some godless bass guitars out there that claim to be in polka bands, and it's really quite sacrilegious.
House says the free beer keeps him coming back, but admits the friendships are important too. They get together and exchange best practices, but they never practice together. As for House...
No, I don't practice at all.
I mean, but you're good up there. How do you do it?
Oh, I don't know. Good is all relative. You've got a bad ear. It's heritage. It's what we feel. I don't think you can play polka music without feeling it. Mexican polka is very similar to German polka, very similar to Czech. Polish polka is a little different, but you gotta really feel it.
And it's with feeling he plays every note of every oompa-pa that makes the polka music that much more special, even patriotic.
Raise your mugs in the air, your glasses in the air. We're gonna sing the German toast.
On this observance of Veterans Day, a cheers to those who served, to polka music, and to freedom. Ryan Lloyd, Texas Public Radio News.